How long have you been desiring, wishing, hoping to find your purpose? Well, today we dive in to why it feels so hard to find your purpose. I hope that it changes the perspective a little bit and gives you a little insight and also inspiration to know that, well, I think we might be asking ourselves the wrong question. Let's do this. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Hey, Tammy, why is it so hard to find my purpose? That is a question that I just received. And I sat with it because I'm like, man, like what a great question. I love questions like this. I love searching for meaning and purpose and calling. I love to understand why we've been through what we're going through or what we've been through. What is our purpose here on earth? What, like, I love these questions. And I was like, yeah, it's so hard. And I was like, yeah, because there's so many books. All of a sudden I got the hiccups. There's podcasts, there's songs, there's books, Bible studies, newspaper articles, there's blogs. Like, there's this whole idea of finding your purpose. It seems so hard. And it dawned on me, because most of the clients that I work with, even this amazing woman who sent me this question, when it came down to discovering what her purpose was, is, maybe, it didn't take much time. That wasn't the hard part. Acknowledging that she knew and that it was like going in a direction, I think that that's challenging. And I think what's really what's challenging is the next step. Once you've solidified, once you've acknowledged, once you've agreed that this is the direction of your purpose, now it becomes your responsibility to step into it. Let me break it down for you. We love to plan. I have planners. I've got my notebooks. I've got all my notes. I've got my day planner, and I got my Remarkable, where I keep my long-term notes and things I want to keep. I have this, you know, for my quick to-do list that I don't want to forget, or jot notes down. I love to sit on and plan. I love to plan trips. I love to plan. I even love to meal plan. I plan to plan, right? Being a businesswoman, that's one thing I have to do, is I have to set aside time to future plan. Like, things don't just happen the moment that they need to happen. Though I can get better at this. We plan, we read, we get this false sense of security by researching and trying to figure out, like, giving us, we're in learning mode. It's a form of procrastination, friends. It's a form of safety. It gives us that feeling that we're accomplishing something, that we're moving towards our goals, because I really want to know what my purpose is.
there's highlights, there's evidence all around us what our purpose is. There is, if we talk to our friends, they can point us in directions. They can probably tell us better, faster, smarter than we can tell ourselves. But the thing is once we start acknowledging that we know what direction, because let me tell you, like the other thing that's an illusion is that you will know exactly what your purpose is word for word, because God is always refining us. I think that our purpose starts like way out here. Like it starts in the length of a road, and you're just like tapped into place as you start acting, as you get more information, as you get clear, as God starts, you know, he directs your steps. And your purpose in that is like aligned, and you don't need to know your exact purpose before you start. This is why it's so hard, because it's really not. But what's hard is the after. When we acknowledge the direction, now we can get clearer, and all those planning sessions that we've done already, now it's the action time, and that's the scary part. When we just wish that we had clarity, or we had evidence of our purpose, or if we just knew exactly the direction God wants us to go in, we're in our comfort zone at that point. It's safe here because we can wish and wonder, but is that enough for you? That may be enough for some people that you see, that you can tell that they have some really big callings, but they're not ever going to act. You know the person I'm talking about. The person you see, like clearly what she or he was called to do. And yet fear has surrounded them so much that they're using the illusion of needing to understand completely, the illusion of control, like let's call it what it is, this illusion of control that we want, and this like understanding the exact steps, the exact direction, the exact purpose, word for word, that I am supposed to do this. And that's not how God works. He gives us highlights. Again, like we start looking, and this is where I differ with a lot of people. I don't believe your pain is your purpose. I don't think you go through things simply to talk about that, teach that, coach through that, or to share that. I think it's a refining process. I think that it helps shape you, and that's where your purpose lies. You get clearer on like what did you learn through that? What do you want to take with you? Going through grief, like honestly, to be honest with you, I don't want to talk about grief all the time. It is very much part of my story. It is very much part of my everyday life. We are in a grief season right now. We are about a month, just a little over a month away from our 12th Heaven's Day. This is a very grief-full season in our lives, in my family. And both my daughter is going through a new developmental stage. So we're reprocessing the grief, and this time she's not handling it as well as she did last season. She's not handling it you add puberty hormones in there, and then all of a sudden there's explosions and there's irrationality. That's not the only thing that I want to talk about. That's one reason why I'm not still in therapy. In therapy as in participating in therapy and as a therapist, because I see how that shaped me and how I can see, like God highlighted through that to me that things can be used for good. And he takes our preference into consideration. So you don't have to use your purpose. Your purpose doesn't have to be the trauma you went through. But let's talk about what strengths did you have before that? What strengths got you through that? And who are you now that you've overcome that? That points more to your purpose. And then what are you called to do with it? One of my clients today, I love my clients so much. And one of the things that she came to me is she's like, I'm numb and I don't know myself. I don't know what I want. I don't know my purpose and the legacy that I want to leave. In reality, we got that cleared up very quickly. It was the next steps. It's what do I do with this? Now all of this that God has placed inside of me, how do I make an impact with it? How do I share it? How do I step into it? And so that's what we've been working through, and that's the process and understanding our belief system. So there are some things in there that let's rewire some of those beliefs that are no longer serving you. Remind yourself that you are not the person who went through those traumas, that you are an overcomer. You are stronger for it, whether you believe it or not. So let's look for evidence. But this question of why is it so hard to find our purpose? I want to rephrase this question, and I want to just look at it from a different perspective. Why is it so hard to acknowledge our purpose? And I think it's because of the responsibility that comes once we do. The discomfort that comes from now, I don't know what to do with it. I don't know what's next. If I embrace this, now it's my responsibility because now I can't unsee it. Now I can see, and God will start placing things in your path to show you. And then when you talk about it with your friends, they're like, of course, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Of course, that's what God is showing you. And then all of a sudden, opportunities come. And then you get to choose to take them or not. And again, that's just that discomfort of, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know. All those imposter syndrome, those five root causes of imposter syndrome, if you haven't listened to that podcast, go and listen to it. I've gotten a lot of messages and emails and DMs about that, saying that's exactly the root cause. And now that I know it's not true. Now that I can see it, and it's not. But it allows us to not act. That discomfort, that fear of being out of control, doing things wrong, failing, taking the wrong step. That is one of the things that I work through daily, is there is no right step, there is a next step. And then if that one works out in this way, great. If I need to shift, then I shift. And giving myself that permission to not get it right. Because I want to get it right. And there is no right. There is a take a step and let God do the rest. There's a take a step. He doesn't say, you do all the, do everything properly, and then I'm going to, make your path straight. He talks about in Proverbs, lean not on your own understanding, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will make your path straight. So there is no right or wrong step. There is a step. So I want to encourage you, if you are searching for your purpose, I want you to ask yourself, if I knew it, what would that mean to me? And get clear. And it's ask yourself, are you more afraid of understanding and embracing your purpose, or that what comes next? And now that you've identified it, now it becomes your responsibility, your calling. It switches from now just your purpose, and it turns into the meaning of your life and the calling and the God-sized dream that he's calling you to. Because honestly, that the gravity of that can scare you. It scares me. Like the idea of what becomes possible even with this podcast, I knew that I put it out there and anyone in the world can listen. Anyone who has access to podcasts, and they can listen. And that means that I have thousands of people who are listening to what I have to say every week. Thousands. Like, that is scary. And that's a lot of people in a room. And yet God says it's okay. Just stare at yourself in the computer. I'll do the rest. And so that's what I do. And then from there, I've been able to go and speak at groups and speak and, you know, now hundreds of people, and opportunities to speak to thousands of people are coming. And it's all because I took the next step. I embraced what the calling that God was highlighting to me. Not knowing, I still don't know where this is going to lead. I have an idea. I've gotten a little bit clearer lately on the direction God is taking me in, and it scares me. So I back out of that real quick and just keep on doing what I'm doing. Just taking that next step and saying, okay, like he gives me just enough a glimpse to know I'm heading in the right direction. But then he also like hides details because he knows that I will freak out. I will go back to my comfort zone and I will put my head in the sand and I will say, oh, I wish I knew what my calling was. I wish I knew my next steps and what my purpose is. Knowing full well, he's already highlighted it. Don't fall in that trap. It's okay to make a mistake. Failure and success are not opposites. And is it really a failure if you step out with the heart of obedience? It's really not. God shows up in big ways. Big ways. Even yesterday, I was like, okay, I'm getting overwhelmed. I have like this, there's so many things on my plate. What can I remove? And I was like, you show me. He highlighted a few things like that put it on my heart that I'm like, these things can go. The next thing I know, he gives me an opportunity that I would have never been able to figure out on my own. And I'm like, are you kidding me, God? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for blessing me and waiting for me to realize that I just need to go back to you. That all of this weight is not mine to carry. The weight of your purpose is not yours to carry. The next step is yours to carry. The full weight of joy is what you get to carry. It's what you get to experience and what you get by just saying yes, Lord. By just saying, yes, I'll take the step. Yes, I'll be uncomfortable. Yes, I have no idea where this is going to lead, but I know that I'm capable of getting to that, you know, taking that first step. So when you're ready, no, let me rephrase that. You'll never be ready. Like when you're thinking about being ready, it's already well past ready time. We give ourselves that like, well, when I'm ready, when I know that I'm ready, again, comfort zone. We plan to plan. It's a dopamine hit. We feel like we have that accomplishment because I'm waiting. And like as soon as the moment hits, as soon as all the chips fall in the right place and the puzzle is built, then I will step. That's not how God works. And that's so you look in the Bible for evidence of that and you won't find it. It's because he tells you just what you need to know. And so he can bless you beyond measure, and he can take and he can multiply and magnify your one step of obedience. So don't wait till you're ready. If this resonates, if you are like, I want to know my purpose and I want to claim it and I'm ready to see, like I'm ready to not feel so guilty or feel like there's more for me or that I have a calling, I'm ready to actually experience it. Message me. Use the link in the show notes and get on my calendar and let's talk. I promise you, there's no, like, I don't force you into coaching. I don't force, but I will highlight for you some of the things that I see, some of the opportunities, some of the things that I hear you saying. I will share it back with you and see what's possible. Man, I am so thankful that I did not wait until I was ready to start coaching or to start helping women, to start helping people see that their pain is not their purpose. It can shape them, but they don't have to carry that around with them forever. That I can talk about grief and I get to talk about joy, because part of our life is using everything we've been through. Part of our purpose is, and things can be used for good. God lets us take a part in that. He lets us have preferences and have ideas. And I think he loves it because we're his creation. He delights, just like you delight in your child when they do something creative and you see some growth and you see how the passion and you just want to encourage them. God wants that for you too. Step into your purpose before you have a clear picture of what it is. Step into your purpose and take that next step before you have it all together, before you feel ready, before you have, honestly, do it faster than you need to. So that way your brain doesn't have time to go into fear mode and like bring up imposter syndrome and fears and stay in that comfort zone. All right, friend, with that, choose joy until joy chooses you. I would love if you would share this episode, if you would like and rate and review it. If you haven't yet, it completely blesses me. It helps other people to find the podcast. It helps my purpose be expanded and helps me, well, it just helps me bless you more. It's just those little glimpses for me that I know that I'm on the right direction when I know that what I'm telling you, what I'm saying, when I'm just staring at my own picture in the computer, when I'm picturing you sitting and having a conversation with me instead of talking to myself, it helps me know that it's what you need to hear, because that's really what I want to share. I want to inspire you to act. I don't want to just inspire you to sit still and say, okay, one day, Lord, my life will have meaning. Your life has meaning right now. Let's own it. All right. Well, I will talk to you again soon. I hope you have an amazing day. Come follow me on Facebook. Come chat, like send me a message. Let's talk, get on my calendar. Yeah, let's do this social thing together, because it's way more fun with connection. So with that, friend, I'll sign off again. So have a great week. Choose joy until joy chooses you. Bye.